What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing Hoop Podcast. And once again, I got this ugly thing back again. I don't know how he gets. I put so many different locks. He still keeps coming through. I think his leg has a skeleton key or something.
I'm handy capable, sir.
The handy is right on the money, buddy. It's on the money. But anyways, guys, for episode 239 today, we're going to go 250. We'll be next week. We have a great episode. We got some good stuff coming up. Stay tuned because we got some journey talking going on. I'm not talking about the group. Talk about someone's journey from he first came to the podcast and now where he's at now. It's a glorious journey. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode. So let's go. You ready? Let's go. What's going on, guys? This is the Chewing Hoop Podcast, and once again, I got this guy with me today. But on today's podcast, guys, we got two special guests, and one has been here already four or five times already, and one is the first time she's ever been on the podcast with us.
And one of them being really me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome Freddie Hanna to the podcast and his wife, Jenna. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the pod, man. Welcome. Jesus.
I heard right now you were talking about journeys, bro, and right now when you were saying, like, I've been at the podcast a couple of times.
Yeah.
Five times, right?
Yeah.
You were a journey too, bro. You were in another building and in another building, and then now you were in this same building but in another room, and now you're like in this amazing room, bro. I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. It's just like Jenna said, we're moving on now.
You know what, man? It's like, I don't even ask questions. It's like, this is where we are now. Deal with it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, blessings.
Yeah, so we got Freddie and Jenna here on the podcast with us. A lot of interesting stuff has happened from the first time he's been on the podcast. We've had him when he started with his tattoo parlor, when he was doing tattoos. Went out, brought him again when he was Popular Loner was happening also.
Man, you had here, like, calling out a man to fight.
Yes, exactly. And I demand you a duel at dawn. No, I mean, we've seen you literally grown through the last couple of years, man. So it's been a minute since we've talked to you, and we've always seen the live. You and your wife do these live blogs that are freaking hilarious, by the way. Amazing. I already got people chiming in already. I got Plaza Man, I guess, 249. Congrats.
Big shout out to the Dodos.
And I got Abel Gamea saying, yo. And he said, what's up, Fred?
What's going on, guys?
Take us from the beginning, bro. I know we've had you on a couple of times before. Take us from the beginning, from the journey you've had straight through. I mean, and now you have your own tattoo parlor and all that good stuff. But by the way, I have it right here so you guys can see. If you want to follow this bad boy, go right in there, click on that QR code. We're going to get to that bad boy in a little bit further down the episode. But we want to talk to Freddie and take us on a journey, Freddie, man. I mean, from the start to beginning, from beginning to the end right now, we're at, and still a lot more to go.
First of all, big shout out to everybody tuning in right now. Without them, we wouldn't be able to be possible. We wouldn't be here. Like, we wouldn't make our videos. We would have been discouraged and stuff. So big shout out to everybody who supports me and my wife. So big journey, you know, for a lot of people that have known my history, like, I feel like a lot of people know me because of the social media. So half of my life has been in social media. Ever since the 956 days, you know, back in the day and stuff. I was just a horrible person. I was looking back and watching at my music videos and stuff, like my old lives and stuff, and I was just a very, like, angry person, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And I guess it was just the taste of a little bit of fame. You know, your head starts building up, and then, like, you know, you think you're doing right and you want to throw knowledge, but then, like, you're not practicing what you're preaching, you know? And that was me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, hey, guys, you got to, you know, just keep going and don't let the haters, whatever. And then I'm there, like, calling people out to go outside the house.
You know what I mean? Hit the bro! Hit the conspirator, bro!
You know, and I go back and a lot of people tell me, like, are you, like, do you regret any of the stuff or whatever. And I'm like, nah, that's all part of growing up. You know what I mean? Like, I look at myself and I'm like, yeah, that looks stupid. You know, but God has done just an amazing job in my life. And just like, again, my wife too. You know, she's been such a blessing, and my kids and my friends. And like you guys, you know, that always support and stuff. So it was just a point in my life, bro, where I was just falling in drugs. You know what I mean? I just felt very depressed. I know a lot of people go through depression, and that's one of the things that they choose, or like hurting themselves and stuff like that. And it's a tough journey, bro. Like, it's not easy, you know. And a lot of people feel alone, and they feel like that's how I felt. You know what I mean? Even though I had a family, and you know, I was married at the time too, and very toxic. So again, this is another thing. You have to have the right partner. If you have the partner that does not support, or like literally you're trying to do good and like stops you from like doing good,
right?
You know what I mean? And putting all these thoughts in your head and stuff, like that matters a lot. So guys, if you are in a toxic relationship, just you can always walk away. You know, you always have a chance. Like, you always have a choice. If you're getting hit in a relationship or like anything, there's always a choice. So I recommend, do not stay there. You know what I mean? Do it for you. Even though you have kids, it's a tough decision, and it was a tough decision for me to leave my kids, because I was super attached to my kids around that time. And I just needed to do it for me, so I decided to leave, you know, work on myself. Because I had left, my kids were like my everything. So like, I went down the drain, bro. I started doing drugs again, and I
pretty much like a downward spiral.
Yeah, so my life was always like, I would do something cool, and like, I would do something cool, music, or do like a feature, and everybody's like, oh yeah, that's cool, we'll do a song or something. But I would put a smile on social media, but then outside of the camera, it was just like horrible. You know, this is a war inside of my head, bro. You know what I mean?
Right, it's
real. Like, everybody who says, no, it's chiflazón, like it's all in your head. Like, yeah, it's all in your head, but it's real. You know? And I decided to keep moving forward. I went through a little spiral hole, you know, and my wife always encouraged me to go to church. And I'm not even speaking and trying to put religion into nobody or crown religion into, hey, you're supposed to go to church. And no,
right.
Like, you know what? This is just what works for me. This is what worked for me.
You found your own guidance. Your own guidance. Story.
Much respect and everything to everybody's religion and stuff like that. So my wife started encouraging me to go to church, and I would tell her, no, I don't want to. And I would even go messed up to church sometimes. You know what I mean? And I was just like, nah, like, you know, like, I don't want to be here. I miss my kids. Like, they're everything in my life is going, I guess, wrong, you know. Even though I had good things, like I had her, and I had like my stepkids, and I had like, you know, my career, and Popular Loner still popping, you know, everybody was listening to our stuff. I was still very sad on the inside. I was missing something, you know. And so little by little, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Remarkable Church and everybody, all the members from there, the praise and worship team.
There you go.
Rene, Pastor Robert, everybody, because they never stopped like helping me. I always thought that, no, I don't want to go to church because they're going to judge me. I have tattoos on my face.
Right.
You know,
and that's
the first thing everybody says. Like, well, I don't go to church because I have tattoos on my face, and I go and they judge me. Hey, that is very real, bro. There is a lot of churches out there in the RGB.
Yes.
And I'll say that, and I'll put it out there. There's a lot of churches in the RGB that are wrong. You're not supposed to deny somebody because they have tattoos on their face or because they're how they're dressed or whatever.
Right.
That's not the way it is. People are starting to use religion or churches as like a norm thing. Like, oh, there's rules here. You have to do this. You have to do that, bro. Jesus said, all who look for me, come to me. You know what
I mean?
I feel like that's something that needs to be changed. And a lot of people get discouraged. And because of that, people get discouraged. And they're like, you see, they're judgmental. Who are they judging? And then you hear the same model all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Christians, you're real judgmental. Not everybody's like that.
Right.
You know? And
exactly.
I had to learn to accept that.
Right.
So there were certain little boundaries that I needed to jump, you know what I mean, while going through this life change, you know, like that, the judging, and then like, I'm not good enough, and I would always have that in my head, like, I'm not good enough, and look what I've done, and I'm a bad father, and this and that or whatever, and then like, the pastor tells us all the time, bro, like, hey, stop putting that in your life, stop thinking about that negativity, stop condemning yourself. That's not what God wants you to do. He doesn't want you to condemn you. He's not there to condemn you. He says, like, hey, you messed up. Okay, I see that. You realize that. Yes, I realize that. Let's keep pushing forward. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't stop and because what are you gonna do? Get depressed? You, if you're an alcoholic, start buying beer, you start going down the drain. And then it's all those people that are posting on social media trying to seek help, like, oh, I don't know what to do in life. I want to do something to myself.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of people that do seek. Then they don't know where else to go. And then there are people that are like, do that for clout, which right. I don't respect. Right, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right,
like
no.
for attention. You right. know, but there are a lot of people, bro, and we're going to talk about it as we go on, right, about the whole Tuesdays, the Bible studies that I do at my tattoo shop, right? But mm-hmm. so I started going, bro. My life wasn't like, oh, I went to church and I changed right away. No, it was a process. Mm-hmm. Months and months and
right,
months
right, right.
of giving up and getting back on and arguing, 1 week arguing with my wife, another week not arguing with my wife.
Right.
I've been sober for a good long time already, and I praise God for that. That I can say. Do the thoughts come to my head sometimes? Yes. It is very real. Addiction is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And thoughts will always come to your head. You know what I mean? But you start molding yourself, and God molds you to become stronger. Because now what was hard for me and like, whatever, as soon as any thought of me doing drugs pops in my head, first thing I do is, God, this is not from you. Take it away from me. Boom. And I'm not even saying it to say it, like,
right, right.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
really
like, yeah, like, it. I close my eyes, I pray to my higher power, and it goes away, bro. Life is hard, especially when you come from like prison, my prison background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I served 5 years, and even up top of that, even more in federal. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I come from a world where it's respect. I come from a world where you're used to being a regular citizen, and then you get caged up like an animal. You know, and your mentality just changes. So when I got out of prison in 2019, you know, this is going a little bit more back. I was an animal, bro. The system thinks that they're changing people in TDC, but they're not.
Mm.
You know, there was guards in there that, like, do you lose all type? There is no, a privacy. There is no privacy in TDC.
Mm.
You know, you have female guards, bro, like, telling you, like, oh, I want, you're taking a shower and they look at you and they flash the lights and they want you to jack off. And now I understand a lot of guys, oh, hell yeah. There's a lot of guys that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't raised like that. Hey, man, like, I don't, I'm, that, to me, that's some sort of.
Right, right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
That's some sort of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
You know, and they would make us, and then if you wouldn't do it, then they would write you up and say, hey, like, oh, he was masturbating while I was in the picket. You know,
right.
It's a prison is a very messed up place,
right,
bro, you
right.
know, then so that and fighting every day over a chocolate bar, over a soup, over the TV because one wants to watch a novella and somebody else wants something. So your mentality comes with like a whole different thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's different,
yeah.
bro. Change the channel,
yeah.
dos mujeres en un camino,
yeah.
bro. Come on,
grown ass man, bro.
Eric Estrada,
bro. And it's very real, it's very real. A lot of people think, oh, nothing but killers, yeah, there's a lot of killers, and they're fighting to watch a novella,
yeah.
You know, Señor de los Cielos, and then other people want to watch Power, and then other people want to,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
and it's just a very different thing, bro. And
yeah, I hear you.
So for me to get that mentality away and the addiction mentality away and to just, like, give all that away and just get to God, it's just crazy, bro. It's going to be hard. I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy to even be in church. I'm not worthy. I play in the praise and worship, and praise and worship is amazing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to the praise and worship team. But I always thought to myself, I'm not worthy, God. Like, look at all the things that I've done or whatever. I'm not even worthy to even, like, for any good things to happen to me. And he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he giving me all these blessings. He gave me a beautiful wife that I've always asked for. Someone that's going to respect me and push me forward. My stepkids that love me very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's given me a lot of opportunities to meet a lot of good people that have shown me a good example.
Right.
You know, and know that, yeah, you can still have your lifestyle. You don't have to just give everything away and just get the Bible and just follow Jesus. Yeah, follow Jesus and get your Bible, right? But a lot of people take it to the max, bro. That
right.
a lot of people think like, No, what are you doing? Don't listen to that. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that, bro. You can't change people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only God can make you, like, change. Like, you feel it inside of you. So now people tell me, like, Honda, how do you know when something's bad? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I just have, like, this feeling inside of me.
Right.
Yeah.
When before, like, I didn't care. And now all of a sudden, like, I do. And that's when I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't do this.
Right.
And most of the time, like, I'm right.
If you have to question, you shouldn't be doing
it. Yeah, if you have to question it, you shouldn't be doing it. That's absolutely right.
Exactly.
So, my journey, I keep on walking in my journey, and this is me walking, you know, having mistakes, having little arguments with people, you know, falling out of character sometimes, but this was all me changing the process. I got baptized, and ever since I got baptized, bro, all I want to do is just, like, I continue my life. I have my music with Popular Loner, you know, I have my tattoo shop, you know, but I also try to be a light. An influencer. A lot of people, I don't consider myself, I don't like to put the label as, oh, I'm an influencer. People put that label on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I tell people, influencers, what are you influencing? You know, like I feel like I have a platform that I have followers, not just from the Valley, but from other states. And I feel that I can, if I'm able to throw a positive message out there, I'll throw a positive message out there.
That's good.
You know, that's the reason why we have the Bible studies at my tattoo shop. And at first, I was thinking in my head, I was like, I told my wife, I was like, you know what, babe? Something told me, and I knew it was God, right? And it's like, I was up there playing music in the praise and worship, and it's like, you know, God told me to do a Bible study at the tattoo shop. And she was like, what? And I was like, that's what I said. You know?
Right.
That's what I said. Like, God can do some crazy stuff sometimes, like pop in your head, and you're like, are you sure? You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it, bro. And you know, praise to God. Like, it's been such a blessing. We've met a lot of people that are broken just like us. You know, a lot of people that just want to get away from the house, from the wife, or from the husband, or from the kids. You know, it gets stressful sometimes. And they just want to, you know, come and learn. And we don't just like, okay, open up your Bible to Job this. And Jesus walked. And we talk in the Bible and we mention Bible verses, but we're going to throw you stuff that is actually going to help you.
It's real.
You know, real stuff. Right. We're going to talk about how you get stressful because you get bills after you just paid another one. Where does my money go? We're going to talk about how you can't communicate with your partner. Let's see what the problem is. Mm-hmm. You know, and you might know how to communicate with your partner, so you know how to do it, so you tell him how to do it,
right?
And then he might know how to do what you're struggling with, so he's helping you.
Yeah.
And the only beautiful thing is that the difference between us and AA meetings and all that stuff is the court system requires you to go to AA when you go to probation and parole and all that stuff. So a lot of people don't even want to be there.
Right.
No one's forcing you to go to our Bible studies or to any Bible study. Big shout out to everybody who has Bible studies and fellowships and their businesses. And
there's a lot more than we thought there.
There's another tattoo shop here in Harlington, Texas. Big shout out to them. Underground Tattoos, and they do Bible studies too.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
And it's very it's very cool to see that, you know, barbershops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we do it, because as job as influencers is to influence people to do better.
And you talk about influence. I mean, I have Jenna here because Jenna can back me up on this.
I've been talking to her.
I mean, if Jenna can back me up on this because, you know, I've seen Freddie when he first started out, you know, slowly through the 956, and then he kept on coming, he came up Popular Loner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through the years, I've seen him grow up not only as a young guy, but turns into a young, strong man now. And what I replay every time when I see Freddie is because I had never seen Freddie like that. Whereas I see Freddie, he's all laid back, has a good time, you know, he's all, you know, relaxed, always joking around. And when I had him on the pod for that in particular episode, and everybody knows what episode I'm talking about, it was a whole different aspect of him. I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's when you and your buddy came out, and there was a big argument with that whole situation I'm not even going to get into.
Yeah.
But at the same time I'm doing this interview, I'm seeing you from across the room, and you can see that you're passionate, but you're very upset at the same time, because you're like, it's like you were trying to signal, this is not you.
Yeah.
This is not you. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you take us back at that moment when you see that, all from the moment you met him to now?
Well, the Freddie that I met in the very beginning was just—he was a character.
Okay.
He was the Freddie, the old Freddie. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm outside your house. Come out, whatever. And it's like, dang, Freddie. You know, and I would see him on Facebook, on his lives, and I'm like, who's he trying to fight now? You know, like it was just. So when that happened, me and Freddie and I had already, you know, gotten together. I don't think we were married already, or were we not?
What? When?
We weren't married yet, right? When all that stuff happened?
No.
I don't think so. I think it was like right before we got married, and I was like,
yes. Yes, it was.
Okay,
yes.
We're just trying to be better mm-hmm. people now, and this, and what it took, what it took for me to get that old Freddie out, mm-hmm. you know, and with God's help, thank goodness, you know, big help, but, you know, that was when me and Freddie were really trying to just be better people, and, man, that time was just, it was so hard, because
right.
it was, like, right in the middle of the time where it was like, Freddie's like, is he going to fail, or is he going to continue to do good?
Right,
like,
right,
and that,
right.
And that really was his breaking, one of his breaking points,
mm-hmm.
and so I was like, man, like, I was nodding my head the whole time, because I cannot believe that he let somebody get to him
right.
that much.
Right.
But then I couldn't believe the man who wouldn't let him change.
Right, right.
You know, like, it's so ugly seeing how hard Freddie was trying to be a better person,
mm-hmm.
and then to see somebody come in and like, nah, 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 like,
right,
you know, and
trying
so
to suck,
for
kind
me
of
like,
sucker him back to it, the
right.
way he used to.
And
it.
For me, it was like, man, Freddie, please don't fail this test. Like, this is just another test, you know.
Yeah.
He gives you your trials, and I truly believe Freddie passed that trial and made God so happy and proud with his
right.
bright colors of
right.
how he came out of that, because
right.
it could have gone a lot different.
Right. And the first time I met you,
mm-hmm.
I went over to get actually this bad boy right here done, and Freddie introduced me to her. He goes, look, this is my girl. This is who I'm with right now. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm getting the tattoo done, and I'm looking at you. I go, okay. And I'm looking at Jenna. I'm like, está bien tranquilita. She's like real calm. She's based out. But then again, you know, if you see the blogs, guys,
feed
it's a totally
feed her after midnight.
Damn gremlin.
Yeah.
No, but you know, I you know, there's always that. The yin and yang that usually
sure.
works.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I'm like, well, let's see how this rolls off.
Mm-hmm.
So time passed by. This episode happened with the whole thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain of y'all get hitched.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like blog after blog after blog. It was like, look at these guys.
But
they're just
you, bro. It's your fault.
It's your
fault. My
fault.
Because one time
we were doing the live outside.
I knew
we were talking,
it. Like,
and we started
I
getting
knew.
A couple of people, right?
Huh?
That's when we were barely starting to get like viewers and stuff,
right,
like
right,
for
right.
our for a couple of stuff. And you're like, you guys should like make videos.
Oh,
or
that's
or
right.
Or
I did say that.
Y'all should do a podcast.
And you know what?
You asshole.
He literally said, you should do a podcast.
I actually did it.
So funny.
No.
And I was
you're
like,
the reason
no.
You're the reason why we have enough to pay our bills.
Thank you.
You see, Freddie, this was the first time that you failed.
No.
I demand 10%.
Oh, yeah, bro. I always give recognition where it's due, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to that, like, it was hard, bro. It was hard to change me. And a lot of the people, and I'll say their names, a lot of the people that I did have issues with, like, at the time I had issues with, like, Pipe Gang and stuff like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And we all squashed our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it was like, and it's gone. Because, like, bro, me and Murray and, like, and big shout out to them and Unknown and all their team, right? We were exchanging words. It was to the point where we were gonna fight, bro. It was around that time where I was,
yeah.
I wanted to change, and then people would just come and boom, like hit
right.
me with something, and it's like, nah, bro, like too mean type of thing, right? And I gave it up to a known bro. He came up to me and was like, hey, bro, can I talk to you? And at this show, and then he's like,
mm-hmm.
look, bro, we're you know, we're all artists. We all want to work, and you know, we'll let the past, you know, be bygones.
Be bygones, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
bro, go for it, and you know me and all them and. And there's been a lot of people, bro, that had a beef with me before, and I see them outside, bro, in the streets and stuff, and I'm walking, and I see them, and then, like, I'm just walking, and I get, like, a thought, like, man, no asshole. And then something tells me, go back and say hi to him. You're dumb. What are you talking about?
Right.
Go back and say hi to him.
The little Jiminy Cricket.
One time, yeah. Straight back, she even got scared. She's like, oh, my God, here it goes, here it goes.
I was like...
With my pistol.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, bro. And then I would just say, hey, what's up, brother? How you doing? And they're just, like, tripping, bro. And then, like, I just said, I mean, you know what, bro? Like, let bygones be bygones. You know, whatever happened in the past, happened in the past.
Right, right.
With it, I want to move on. And, oh, yeah, bro, that was just child stuff or whatever.
That's right,
it.
Right.
The guy that stole my car, I helped him push his car out of the street because he ran out of gas. You know?
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Come on, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, why would I do that?
Right, right.
And I tell myself sometimes, like, why the hell did you do that? And I get mad at her. And I'm like, babe, I'm so upset. She's like, why? Because I don't do that stuff. You know, I don't. I hate it. But it's changed, bro.
Yeah.
It's not because, excuse my language, you're a female, you're a cat. You know, you're
right.
A he.
Right.
It's because you know that that's the right thing to do. And because we have so much pride in ourselves, we're like, nah. I'm not gonna, like, no. If someone does something to me, I don't care. I'm gonna do it right back to them. You see, it's the mentality that's destroying us.
Right.
Because now you have it in your head all the time, like, just planning it out. Like, how am I gonna hurt this guy? How am
right.
I gonna hurt this guy? Instead of, like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna cut the yard aside. Or I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that. Something, you know, that's gonna be motivational or something. You know?
Right, right, right. So,
that's one of the things I've noticed when people. Like, prejudices are so hard to let go.
Yeah, bro.
Especially when you're trying to change. Because, like, for whatever reason you have beef with someone, if you're not ready and willing at that moment to let it go, it's just going to keep going on and on.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's nothing. I feel like a lot of people go through a lot of things that's not worth going to prison or not worth dying or not worth, like, doing this whole show. Like, a lot of people are trying to, especially, like, artists. Or, like, people that are trying to be social media influencers, artists, or whatever, you have to have that character, bro. Yep. If you start doing stuff, not of experience, like when I was in the 956, or even in the beginning areas of Popular Loner, I was still trying to act like the tough guy or whatever. Not acting, I was, you know what I mean? But, like, you want to put that act on, and it doesn't go good for you. You're going to lose opportunities. Doors are going to close for you. People are not going to want you to perform at their places. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a good look for you, you know?
Right.
And that's some advice that I would give to people, too. Like, if you really want to be an influencer, influence stuff that's going to help people.
Right.
Because you're going to influence them to do something stupid, and then their deaths, and then when somebody dies because of you, because our mouth have a lot of power, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been learning at church. Like, Our mouth can hurt someone more than our fists, you know?
Yeah,
our
exactly.
mouth is a powerful weapon, so whatever we declare on somebody, it can have major effects.
Yeah, not many people know that words cut deep.
Yeah,
words cut deep. I mean, actions hurt.
Yeah.
But words, they scar. They can scar deep, not only just...
And the pain from those words can last a lot longer, too.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, it goes either way, because you can be the nicest guy in the world, but you come at somebody not physically but verbally and nonstop, it's you're setting damage into that person, not just mentally but, you know, emotionally.
Yeah.
You know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, man. So you go through this phase, you're finally out of the woods, like I like to say, out of the darkness. Out of the darkness. You're coming into an open light, you open up something you love to do. You're very good at it. Being a tattoo artist,
mm-hmm.
you finally open up your shop. But before you start opening up this shop, tell me a little bit about these blogs. I know I inspired it. But these blogs that you guys do, man, they're epic. They're epic. I would just mention it right now on one of them.
What's your favorite?
My favorite one is that Freddie's in front of the camera saying, for all the husbands out there, when your wife tells you to do something, do it. I'm looking at Freddie like, what's wrong, Freddie? Oh, man, something happened. So like, what's wrong, Freddie, man? What's wrong, Freddie? And sure enough, if you look to the left-hand side in the reflection of the mirror, the person holding the camera has a nice golden knife.
Rainbow size knife.
It's a nice cleaver knife. And I'm like, oh, this explains a lot. Now,
marriage is beautiful.
Marriage is gorgeous.
Marriage is wonderful.
Marriage is a beautiful thing. Ain't right, ain't baby, ain't that right? But these blogs, I'm going to get out of you first because I know Freddie's going to beat around the bush. Who comes up with the ideas for these blogs?
Freddie does.
When there's some that you've come up with.
I can't stand, not that I can't stand it, but I'm just like, Freddie again. And he's like, You want it? I'm like, okay, fine. And then I'll get you a purse. Okay, fine. I still haven't gotten my purse for water.
Hey, but it's that was an epic one. She walked on water, bro. Walked on water. She walked on. You owe her that purse.
For a Gucci purse that I have not received yet.
Uh-oh, someone's coughing over there. Someone's coughing over there.
I mean,
Yeah, bro, we do these videos also to put a smile on people's faces.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I'll be straight up for it. Like, yeah, the money's good too. You know, we use some of the money. I don't like to put out there how many people we help, who we help, how we help. You know, God knows what we do. Some of that percentage of the money we help some people.
Right.
And then us the other way, we help ourselves. You know, we go and we pay our truck bill.
Yeah.
We pay our light bill, you know, bills that we might have, extra money, like, you know, go on movie or something. And then now recently, we just got monetized on YouTube.
Awesome.
So now on YouTube, yeah. You gave me the idea too, bro. And I started seeing that you were messing with YouTube.
Stop doing that.
You know what I mean? Hey, bro, look, I tell people this.
Hold on. Let me get the camera myself. Hold on.
There you go.
You have to do this. Okay. You always have to follow the leaders. You always have to follow people that are doing it, bro, like inspirational people, and see how they're doing it. See what's working for them.
Right.
If it's working for them, then the formula might work for you.
Right.
You know, so do it. So, you know, thank God it worked for us. And we started getting a little bit more money through YouTube also.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
And just we see them in all these complication videos from other people, like our videos. And then my daughter's kids, right? My daughter's friends, they message her, they message us, and they're like, hey, your parents, your baby. Or like, they'll tell her, like, your dad's pretty Honda. Can I meet him? Can you put him on video? And they won't believe him. Like, but I put him on video, and my son will call me. He's like, dad, show yourself. And I'm like,
dad. Right, you're my dad.
You should do this like, what's up?
Yeah, bro. Or my wife, like, oh my God, your mom, man, she's famous. You know what I mean? So we get a lot of that, bro. We go to places sometimes. Mm-hmm. We go to stores and we get a lot of compliments. You know,
that's
we
awesome.
Get people take pictures.
That's awesome.
A lot of love, bro. And we're very humble people.
Right.
Like, it's not like, oh,
yeah, bro.
I'm just like, man. And some person.
That's
like,
the famous line now.
Yeah. And that's what they always say, bro. They're like, when are you going to make the Alfredo shirts? They're coming. They're coming.
They'll be out soon, guys.
Yeah.
That'll be hilarious, bro.
Yeah, bro. Big shout out to everybody, man. And at first, it was always that people don't always know me because of the tattoos. And then, you know, Popular, you know, 956, and then Popular Loner. And now it's amazing because I get to it's not just me. You know, I'm not the only one in the spotlight. Now it's her too, so it's both of us.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's such an amazing thing to be able to share that with your partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if you love them, which I do love you very, very much.
You're holding a knife?
I think we all do.
You're a wonderful, wonderful woman.
She's such a blessing.
Yeah, bro. I am not afraid to say, you know, I love my wife very much, you know, and I feel like a lot of men, if you really love your wife, put her out there. You know what I mean? Like, tell the world how much you feel about her. And trust me, bro, like, if you have her in a bad mood, if she's in a bad mood, if she's mad at you, and if you say something like that, it's points. You'll get late. I promise.
Buy your Starbucks.
Yeah. Buy your Starbucks.
Buy your Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I mean, I see the blogs y'all put out. And it's funny because, I do remember that conversation when you guys were doing a video, and I did say you guys need to start a pod. And start blogging. Dude, this is fire, man. It's going to work for y'all. Keep doing it. There's not many. There's a couple of couples that do it. You know, do the whole the blogging thing, the funny stuff. It's fun to watch. But when you know people, like I know Freddie for a while, now I'm getting to know you. It's like, it's even funnier because like,
Because that's how we are in real life.
They're acting out the way they are.
I wouldn't have expected none of our videos to go millions.
Yeah.
You know,
we hit a million views on YouTube this morning.
This morning, it started becoming very, like, when we first hit 1 million views, we were like, oh my God, baby, we feel 1 million views. And then after a while, I was like, oh, we hit 2 million on this one. Oh, okay, it's been awesome. Wow.
But now we're hitting
and
millions
like,
on
we hit
YouTube,
8 million on one like, video, and we're just like, oh, we hit 8 million. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
See,
that's cool.
On our videos, we're like, we had 1,000. Yay.
What?
Yeah.
I'm famous.
I guess because a million was because, like, I, ac- accomplished what I wanted to do with Popular Learner doesn't mean that we still can't do it.
Right.
But what we wanted to do with Popular Learner, and I did, and it was such a blessing that I got to do it with my wife. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have different roads, and I feel like it doesn't mean that Popular Learner won't hit or like it won't be successful. I have a lot of faith in Popular Learner, and big shout out to Troy, and big shout out to the whole band. Real quick, we do have a show on July 5th and 6th. On the 5th, we're gonna have it at the Cine del Rey.
Oh, all right, Texas. Cool.
And then we're gonna be at the Gremlin the next day, and it's gonna be over 50 bands, bro. Mr. Rains, he's doing the event, and he's calling it South by South Texas Festival.
That's badass.
So,
that's
it's pretty cool, man.
People should probably follow your Facebook for more information.
Yeah, they can follow my Facebook for more.
Oh, trust me. Everybody follows Freddie Honda.
You know, and so the cool thing too is you can Google me. Type in Freddie Honda, and I come out like
I'm good. No,
like the way we say it, soul weed in the summer.
Freddie Honda is well known. So seeing all those things are pretty cool, bro. Like it's new experiences, you know, things that I thought I would never get to experience.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. I was talking to the wife yesterday. I was showing her our YouTube channel. By the way, thank you for everybody for subscribing and following.
Yeah.
I was showing her, look, this is how the pod's doing right now on YouTube. This is what we have. This is what's going on. They go, but check this out. I'm going to show you a channel that I made 7 years ago. She goes, 7 years ago? 7 years ago. Check it out. So I switch over to my other one where I used to play with an old band of mine. We played cover music and stuff. Well, me and my cousin, Al, we decided to record ourselves and a bass player the song from Teen Titans, Night Begins to Shine.
Okay.
So we start playing. I'm videotaping on a little Samsung, whatever. And I start singing it. We play the song. Okay, that's it. All right, I'm going to post it on YouTube. Whatever. Boom. Okay, that's it. I left it alone. This was the first 2 days. It hit 300 views. It jumped to 500, 1,000, 6,000, 10, 20, 70. Right now it's at 81,000 views. It's 7 years already. All right. After I did that video, I did another one solo to show how to play the song. That one hit 60,000 views. And I told my wife, I don't get it. I don't get it. She goes, what do you mean? I don't get it how this flew off. And she goes, well, I'm going to tell you something. And don't get mad. You missed the niche. I go, yeah, I missed it. If I would have continued showing how to play certain song, kiddie songs, like the way I was, I would have been out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, that's my fault. I focused on something else, and I just tend to jump off to something else.
It's because the algorithm catches what feels is going to be good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And some people, it's just they want to keep doing what they're doing, and it's just not working for them.
Right.
Now, I'm not telling anybody to shut down their dreams, you know what I mean? But change it up. If it hasn't been working for you for years, you know, change it up. Do add a little flavor to it.
Here's the last episode of Tune In Podcast, guys.
Thank God.
Give me my royalties.
You guys have had such amazing people in this podcast.
It's been a trip, man.
I'll say this again: marketing is everything, especially in a music artist and in a podcast. You know, influencer or all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you give these people content.
Yeah.
You know, wonderful content so they can post when they don't even know, when they don't have any content.
Right,
you know, you're giving them the seeds. It's like, here, I'm giving you the little seeds. Now plant them, go share, go post, go make little reels about them, you know, talk about it, you know, go promote, you know. And I feel like that is something very important that you guys do, you know, for musical artists and not for anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody trying to do something.
Well, before we go any further, I know we have some sponsors that we got to shout out, man. So they've got to keep the lights on here. If we want to continue doing what we're doing, Chip.
It was the last show, so who cares?
Suit yourself. Okay, so big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. Triple Bay. Wow. I'm saying Triple Bay because I'm going to tell you what happened this past weekend. Last Friday. Triple J Plumbing, licensed plumbers. These guys do residential, hospital grade, also plumbing.
Commercial and hospital.
I know there was a nasty storm that came in last Thursday, by the way, while we're doing while we're doing our episode with Mr. Javier Cavazos, which, by the way, scared the living hell out of Chu and I driving home.
I have an aluminum leg. Right?
You know how hard it was to get you to their house, dude? My little truck was a little Bigfoot, dude, trying to make it to the
house. Oh, please, it was not that bad. You made it. You survived.
But yeah, man, big shout-out to these guys, man. Get a hold of them. Remember, your crap is there. Bread and butter. Big shout out also to Anonymous Constructions. Give Tony a call, 956-363-7195. Craftsmanship, remodel, renovations, construction, commercial, new construction, commercial, residential. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The innovator is the innovator.
On to our next project.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Yeah, big shout out. These are great guys. Give them a call. Let them know. Chew and Ooh sent you guys. These are great guys. I know he was out of town. Hey, bro, if you're watching, Tony, you promised me a cap/cowboy from the soccer game you went to. So I'm not going to say I'm going to wear it. I'll probably put it in the studio, but I'm not going to wear it.
Stop pretending your phone doesn't work, too.
Shut up. Yeah, stop pretending your phone. Stop dissing my call. Stop ghosting me, bro.
Stop ghosting me. We'll go to your house.
Me, too.
No, and also... last but definitely not least, a new sponsor for this month, for the rest of this month and for next month, the whole next month. Big shout out to Mr. JC Esquez Train Club. These guys are holding a ranch summer camp between July 11th to 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They will serve lunches included. You get to run around with the farm animals, learn how to ride a horse, learn how to comb a horse. I look at it, honestly, as real good therapy. You know, we talked about that on the show last week. It's something that can really take your kids so they can try something new. Get them out of the house. Stop playing those damn video games and take them outdoors, man.
Another place where you can go dump your kids.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
You need some time off? We'll take your kids there.
Take your kids there. Right. Well, right there.
Yeah, there are no kids.
7577 Western Road in Mission, Texas. Give Javier a call, man. His number's right there at 956-624-8968. This guy's great, man. He's an animal lover, bro.
The camp is actually for the entire family. The entire family.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So if you get a chance, go out there and support these local businesses, man. Absolutely. Local businesses always need that growth, man. Help each other out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the more you help out, the more they give back. So it's like a give a little, get a little. So it's the way it works. So we're talking about your tattoo partner.
Yeah.
Pandora's Box. Who came up with the name?
I want to say we both did.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the credit for it. I want to say we both came up with the name.
Mm-hmm.
So Jenna did. All
right. We'll take it. Jenna, good job. Give me a pair of knuckles there, Jenna. Good job. Great
advice if you're great.
He's lying! He's lying!
Yeah, we both came up with the name.
We were just talking about it.
And then even the way the shop looks, it was both of us.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a little bit of each of us, yeah.
A shared vision of what we're doing, bro. I don't know. Like, I guess when we got married, we just kind of got connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So it's kind of weird, bro, because every time she's thinking about something, like, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So it was very easy to, like, okay, we can do this with the shop, and we can put this over here, put this over there.
Right.
And, yeah, like, it was, so the way it is, it's really both, a little bit of both of us.
Put a Martha Stewart.
Put a Marketplace.
Put a Marketplace.
Bro, Marketplace is our best friend, man.
Really, yeah. Marketplace and Timu for all of the things that we bought.
Bro, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir, bro.
Of course.
You know where all this stuff came from?
Yeah. A lot of like the more professional stuff, of course, everything was more professionally, and God gave us the ability to buy everything brand new, new beds, new everything, bro.
Right.
So big blessing, right?
Yeah.
And then,
But the cool stuff is
all from Marketplace or like from Timu or like stuff like that.
Music and Beyond podcast saying I need to get Papa Dollar back on my podcast. They will, Ernie. They will. Give them time, man. Crazy ass.
Big shout out to Ernie, man.
Crazy ass. That's what I call
him,
man.
Big shout out to Ernie. Big shout out to, what was that?
Yulane?
Yeah.
Yulane.
Gonzalez. I get a tattoo on her today.
Yeah.
Big shout out to, what was his there?
There's quite a few people there. Yeah. We got that one. Yeah.
Big shout out to the dual cleaning crew. You know, Vida Health. Big shout out to Sky Limit Studios. Also, he's one of our new videographers.
Okay.
Good man. He's all from church, man. He's the one that's been helping me do videos there at the tattoo shop.
Awesome. And I noticed that also in the tattoo place, we were talking about that earlier, that you do hold like a Bible study.
Bible studies, yeah.
Every other Tuesday.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And it's, is it, I've seen the last video, I saw quite a few people in there.
Yeah.
And they show up.
So like I was saying earlier, it's just, we've gotten so many people going, and it was just a vision. Not that we doubted it, but in my head, it's like, realistically, we're like, oh, maybe like 3-4 people are going to come, if anything. Maybe our closest friends or whatever. No, like, oh, who are you?
who are you?
You don't even go here.
I was like, I was like that guy from, what is it, Bad Boys Part 2. The demo is not welcome here. Nah, bro, it's just amazing to see, like I said, all these people that come, and I do offer $10 tattoos, spiritual tattoos on those days, but that's, I don't care if I tattoo or don't. To me, you know, I just do it for the people, because that might encourage somebody to go for the tattoo, but once they're already there, the seed's planted, you know, people are gonna, and like I said before, we don't crap religion on you, bro, we just basically like share stories on, you know, testimonies, and a lot of people tell us all the time, like, God doesn't use me, I'm like, yes, he does.
Yeah. Your testimony could be something that can help me, or my testimony can help him, it doesn't matter, it's just so you know that you're not alone. You know, and that God's there to guide you.
And that sharing is what helps build the community. Yeah. Right.
And we got Catholics, you know, we got Buddhists, we got all types of people that come.
People have never even been to church.
Yeah.
Went to our Bible study. You know, it's something great that we get to see and help people grow. It's
cupcakes? They serve cupcakes in church?
We have something at all times.
Yeah. Okay? So sometimes we have pizza.
Sometimes
we have sweetbread.
Sometimes we have
coffee. Yeah. You got you at sweetbread.
Sweetbread. Marranitos and conchitas.
Oh, my God. And Starbucks?
And Starbucks.
Yeah, bro. And that's the difference. And a lot of people are like, I had a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
And it goes back to it. For all the people that are like, no, I don't like going to church. I don't know what to do, but I don't like going to all those crazies. Well, come to the tattoo shop. You might just find God there. You just find, not God, but you might just find something.
Your peace.
Yeah.
Because everybody, bro, I love it when people walk into the tattoo shop and they're like, bro, it's such a beautiful vibe in here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, it's such a beautiful vibe, bro. Like, I feel great.
Yeah.
And
welcome.
I'm tattooing them. You know, we offer complimentary drinks. I have Red Bulls, I have Cokes, I have waters, I have chips. Me and my wife, we're always about
let's make sure this person is gonna have an
amazing time at our tattoo shop.
Right,
something that they're gonna, you know, not be like, I'm never going back there. That's our mission, to avoid that.
Right, right.
And, you know, and that's what a lot of tattoo shops and artists lacking. You know what I mean? Big shout out to all the tattoo shops out there, man, for real. Mm-hmm. All the tattoo artists working hard and, you know, getting the customers right.
Right.
But that's where they lack in, because they're like, oh, I just want to get the money real quick. No, you have to establish a relationship with your client.
Right.
You know, and I'm not talking about hit them up at 2-3 in the morning, you know?
Okay.
Like, make sure, hey, how's your tattoo doing? Make them one.
Treat them right.
Not think, but make sure that you care.
Right, right.
They're going to come back. They're going to enjoy your experience with you. They're going to be like, you know what? This is like, it's therapy. What do you do when you go to a spa? If they don't like the way you got treated at that spa, you're never going to go again. This is
right.
a spa.
Exactly. Right.
You know? And it doesn't matter if you're the best tattoo artist in the world. If you have a shitty attitude, bro, you're not going to get it.
You're never going to want to deal with it.
So when you first start, like, for instance, myself, I have something here that I want you to look at. I want you to open.
Don't look at it.
It buzzes. No, I'm just joking. Don't smile, Freddie. Don't smile.
Like, give me.
But this is something I bought for myself, but I want you to take a look at it. I mean, for somebody that's trying to go into the business, trying to learn, pick something like this up. I'm going to show it to Freddie and see if Freddie can walk us through it little by little. I'm going to hand that over to you right there so you can take a look at that. You want to open it up real slow.
Well, this is the black bag. Nah, bro, and I encourage everybody to follow your dreams. You know, if your kids like to draw, if your kids start getting into tattoo, you know, tattooing might be a cool thing. Don't be that parent. Be like, that's loco. Es el diablo.
Yeah, I got you.
I support my family tattooing.
Right.
You know, with me and my wife, we both do, because we both work at the shop. And don't stop that dream. I have a lot of friends of mine that are like, my kids want to get into tattooing, and I'm like, do it, bro.
Yeah.
Because they're the future.
I'll tell you one thing. Freddie makes more than I would make when I worked for the hospital in a day.
You know what? And I believe that. I do believe it. It's the truth. I've seen some artists that go out there and they charge
arm and a leg.
But the work is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, I can hear what you're preaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. So,
I mean, take us a walk through everything.
So basically, this right here is a. This is a
well, first of all, it's a tattoo kit.
This is a tattoo kit, guys, as you can see.
Yeah.
So basically, this is a practice skin right here. So this is what people buy instead of, like, practicing on yourself or on your friend and messing up their lives.
You know? We all had one.
Like I did when I first started.
This information comes.
You know what? Why'd you practice on you?
No.
I see this
is a mistake, bro. So a lot of people are like, they start practicing, and then they, just because they did a circle or just because they did a little W, like right here, I'm ready to tattoo.
Yeah,
no. Let's get started. No.
No.
That is your first mistake. Always make sure that you always put practice, always know what you're doing.
Right.
There's a lot of videos on YouTube that are going to help you.
Yeah.
Growing up, me, unfortunately, nobody wanted to show me. You know, it was all just watching people, you know, and a lot of people told me, you're trash. Nobody's going to get tattoos from you. Like, you're never going to have a tattoo shop, like nothing. And,
right.
God is good, right?
Right.
Absolutely. So this is basically our practice skin. These right here, these are called needles. So these are cartridges. So back in the day, people used to use the longer needles.
Yeah.
With the like. The sound of death.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And that right. It's very inconvenient, bro, because there's a lot of more things that you got to do, add to that tattoo machine, and then a lot of people would like. They wouldn't dispose of them. They would reuse them, so they would disinfect them.
Yeah.
Nah, and then, so you came up with the disposable needles. Is it okay if I open one?
Yeah, you can open one.
Yeah? Okay. So these are disposable needles right here, and this basically, I'll show you right now where it gets clicked on. So this is wrap. This is adhesive wrap, and this is what's going to give you the grip on your tattoo gun.
Okay.
And it's also going to keep it from ink falling or, like, chemicals falling into your tattoo gun. You know what I mean? So, this is just to wrap it. This is sanitary. You need this. If you go to a tattoo shop and they don't put this on, run away.
Fast.
What is this?
It's
what
a sleeve this? That goes over
tattoo pencil. Oh, okay, so this is what I'm talking about. So, this sleeve right here, basically, what you do.
You can open it. The mom and me asked me if you can open it.
Alright, so I'll show you what these do.
My mom wanted me to ask.
My mom told me.
This is like going back to school, you know?
Right.
Guys, what do you do when you're going to have sex with somebody?
Oh,
you put
goodness.
In a little protection, right?
Right.
So this is a pen condom.
You're such an idiot.
This is a pen condom. You wrap the Jimmy in here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are very good to have. This is something important. This is something sanitary. So that way you have your tattoo gun clean. No ink is going
to
fall on
you.
Remind
me not
whatever.
To let you tell the boys the birds and the bees story.
Oh, my bad. And so this is a tattoo gun right here, guys. So this is not your, you know,
more like a smooth buzz, man.
This is very silent. When I got out of prison, that's when I started seeing these, and I was like, "What is this?" I was like, "No, I don't want this." And little by little, bro, like I started using this, and it was amazing. It's a great gun to use. I'd rather have this, like go the old school way, you know. So basically, this wrap right here, this is to put the tattoo gun in there. Right, of course, when it already has everything on there. Tattoo gun. Wrap. Show you real quick. So with a wrap, you're going to get your gun. Of course, you're going to be wearing gloves the whole time.
Right, number one thing is a surgical glove, no matter what.
One thing is safety, guys. Like, it's a lot of people think, no pasa nada, si pasa. Like, put your gloves on. You know, getting bacteria and, like, blood from other people is very bad.
Yeah.
You can die from it. You can get diseases. You don't know what they have, HIV, all that stuff. You know, you should have worn gloves.
Yes,
got,
I can't wait to see you.
Yuli saying, I love the vibes this morning. I didn't even want to leave when we were done. I'm going back tomorrow morning.
Yes, I am.
I'm back. So this right here, then you get this, and you basically wrap this part of the gun right here. basically the whole demonstration, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Grab your gun.
He's not doing it like extremely accurate, but getting there.
So it's basically going to look like something like this.
Right.
And then you're going to add your plastic, and it's going to go something like that. There you go. That's how you wrap up your gun.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yay. Right. Yeah. Right. So on the needle part, this is the needle. And a lot of people are like, why are tattoos so expensive? Because you're using a lot of materials. A lot of people think, oh, it's just, oh, saca la tinta, and
that's
all right.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's why tattoos are starting to get super expensive now, because of materials. And now with all this thing from Iran and all this thing with China and everything that happened, supplies are super expensive.
Right, right.
So the needle part, this is a cartridge. It goes like this. It goes in there. You just put it in there and then just twist.
And it locks.
And it locks in. Doesn't come off. There you go. That's your tattoo gun setup basically right there.
Right there.
Let me see what else you got here. What is this?
That's it.
So this is stencil paper, which I have in my hands.
A lot of it.
It looks like I was playing with a Smurf. So this is, you know how a lot of people, like mechanics, have oil in their hands. A lot of people come with dirt in their hands, you know, construction workers. I come with blue stuff in my hands. That's how she knows if I've been to work or not.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
He has some in the glove compartment.
So it's always the stencil paper, guys. So this is the stencil paper right here. I don't really want to take it out.
Yeah.
But you basically draw your whatever you want to tattoo. It stencils on a different paper, and then you put it on. But actually, with
I think there's
there should be a. Like a stencil cream. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So there's a thing called stencil cream. There's some different ones. I like using the green stuff.
The green stuff.
The green stuff one. Mm. And basically you put a little bit on the put a little bit on the skin, and then you just put the pattern and it sticks. It's like Xerox paper, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. This would be like the battery that comes with the tattoo gun. It's basically right there.
I don't think it has a battery. I don't have charged it.
Okay. So the battery's dead. This goes on top of the battery. So, yeah. And then where you have your caps. And this is where you put your inks inside these caps. And you have different inks. Now, I do not recommend for you to use these inks that come with these tattoo guns on the skin, because they are coming toxic and because they're just bad.
Okay.
These are just meant to use for practice skins. So, guys, whenever you get a simple tattoo gun like this off of Google, eBay, wherever you get it from, do not use this on anybody's skin. This is just for the practice
skin.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, oh, I don't care. Like, we're telling you right now, we're being the first ones to tell you safety is first. You don't know what you can do to somebody.
Right.
You can mess somebody's up skin, arm for the rest of their lives, face, whatever, with having a shitty tattoo that they're going to have to pay even more money to get covered up, or they're going to regret it. And not just that, but you may cause somebody to get HIV, you may cause somebody to get a disease, and that's a crime, bro.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Right.
So I'm not going to discourage people that do tattoos at their home, because that's where I started at home. I tattooed so many people at so many different houses, and I would do house calls and all that stuff. But little by little, I would go to places where, like, the kid would be crying, shitted in their diapers, and the parents rather get the tattoos than to go help the kid. I've been to a lot of places where they don't even have electricity, bro, and they want me to be tattooing. During my stages of tattooing, right? That's how I needed money, so I would do house calls. You go to places that you don't even know where you're going, bro, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And safety is first. So, I would recommend you go to, like, a place, not just because I have a shop now, but go to a place where they're certified. Go to a place where you know it's going to be clean and sanitary.
Sure, yeah,
go in the place where always research your artist. I tell people, if you don't want to come get tattoos with me, don't. It's cool. I'm not going to hate you for it. But whenever you go with a tattoo artist, make sure you research your tattoo artist. Because there's tattoo artists out there that are drug addicts, you know? They're perverts. There's many cases. There's been a lot of people exposing people that work at tattoo shops where the tattoo artist is a pervert, and I'm just being real, you know, and a lot of people don't speak up because they're traumatized by it.
Right, right.
I feel like if you're going to get a life-changing experience, which is a tattoo, you want to go to a place where you know you're going to feel right and not feel like you're going to be looked at or, like, sexualized or, you know, things like that. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of girls that are like that, you know. We've had... not the pleasure, but of dealing with people like that, too, and my wife, you know. disrespectful people, you know. But there's a lot of people, bro, that just, this is their first tattoo, or they just want, I've had so many, heard so many stories from clients. Mm-hmm. I had a bad experience over here, I had a bad experience over there, and I won't say where, but it just goes, hey, artists, step it up. You know, you're dealing with people. You're dealing with people's lives. Yeah. So these are all things that I learned along the way, too. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I was one of those guys. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Now, you got to do things right, bro. You know, and especially having a business right now, having quality work means everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want, that's one of the reasons I was telling Chu about 2 weeks ago. I go, man, I got a new little tattoo set up. I want to take it to Freddie when he comes in so he can take a look at it. Tell me what he thinks. Is, am I missing anything? But that was the big aspect of it, because my wife would tell me, are you going to do it on your skin? I don't think you should do it. I go, ah, I don't know. You know what, mate? Let me get a hold of Freddie first. Yeah. And I'm going to take a look at it. You see, and that right there, which was a big plus on what Freddie said, stuff that you order like on Amazon and stuff like that, it's actually a starter kit that comes with the actual skin to what you want to start on.
Yeah.
You know, for me that didn't know, I would have fucking gone straight with that ink into my skin. It's gonna do what I'm gonna do.
Have you ever seen like your friends that have tattoos and they're like, oh yeah, my friend did it in my house, and they had it was supposed to be like
black and it's green,
black and it's like blue or green, and yeah, it's like faded. That's that ink, bro.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have bad reactions to it,
right?
You know, and it's very common, especially in New York, everywhere, right? But in the RGB, Mexicano, bro, you know what I mean? Us, like, ooh. Come away, Kylie, let me practice. I'm going to be the next tattoo artist. And all of a sudden, you see everybody trying to be a tattoo artist. Now, I'm not saying it because you got a gun, right? But if you're going to buy a machine and you're going to pursue it, then pursue it. You know? Exactly. Don't destroy someone's life, or don't do it just because you want to do
try.
It.
You know what I mean?
You have a kid that wants to learn, teach them. If you want, whatever, I encourage you. Go with a tattoo artist, research them first, you know, make sure they're good. And tell them, hey, you know what, my son wants to learn, how, you know, an apprenticeship or whatever. Yeah. We do that at our tattoo shop too, bro.
I don't know if you ever went through this, but in high school, you know, you had the little high schoolers who thought they were badasses.
They're getting
the black or the blue ink pen, and they're putting the little staple in the thing, and they're just going to town. That's a tattoo. You're getting a tattoo.
I'll even top that, bro. I remember when you came on for the show first time, you did this actual tattoo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Took about an hour to do. It was fast. I got home. My little boy saw what I got. What's that, Dad? It's a tattoo. But you got on the show? I go, yeah, I think it was only, I'm not sure my wife is watching. I think he was like maybe 6-7 years old, around there. And he was looking at it. He was like constantly looking at it. He thought it was cool. All right. I went to work that day and everything. My wife called me. I'm going to send you a picture. I'm like, huh? I'm going to send you a picture of what? It goes, of your son. Okay. All right. Sure. Whatever.
That's
so I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. She sends me a picture. He has a marker. A marker. Check this out, Freddie. He puts a diamond here. A diamond here. Diamond all the way up here. Goes around his neck, down here, diamonds all the way around, and then on this side he puts diamonds coming down to the side of his neck that connect to the chest, and then on the inside he drew, ladies and gentlemen, 6-7 year old son of mine draws a Sonic head right here, and a perfect one, and I send me the picture. I go, don't let him take a shower because I want to get home and see this kid soon. What were you thinking?
Safe to say he wants a tribal.
Yeah. So I went in and I see him. I go, son, what did you do? I like it.
I like it so much.
Oh, like, get in the shower, get all that ink off. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to go take a shower and get the ink off.
I got a lot of clients that their kids do the same thing, bro. Like, they tell me all the time, like, my kid, like, you know, I just got this tattoo and I am that, or... You know what I mean?
Our daughter.
Yeah,
she said she's
going to
be a doctor and own a tattoo shop.
There you go. All my ink is Honda ink, quality for sure. And then he goes, got to go fast. basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Basically. Big shout out to Crystal Cano. Yeah. She has that Metal Malaysia page. Big shout out to her, always supporting me.
There you go.
And Plasma Man, and that guy right there, bro, he's a streamer. He does video games.
Awesome.
Super cool guy.
Cool.
I'm part of his little clan. Not little. But his clan is called the Dodo Birds.
Oh, shoot.
And he streams and he's always playing like the Ghostbusters and he's always you know, Fortnite and stuff like that, bro.
Right.
Super cool guy, man. It's always encouraging people to bro, to do better. And,
well, thank you for watching, man. I hope you
always
follow us. And
bro,
for sure, I'll subscribe to your channel, man. Check that out.
Yes, sir.
But we are about an hour and 4 minutes in, bro. Wow, that went by pretty fast.
Wow.
That's pretty
fast. I'm so tired.
That's
felt like 20 minutes.
But, I mean, Freddie, shoot out all your social medias, man, so we can get a hold of you. What we need to do, go for it, man. It's all
so
you.
Basically, like, just put it simple. Is just go to Google and just type in Freddie Honda. Like that. I'm not even saying it. Just type in Freddie Honda, and it's going to take you to all my stuff, to my old music, please don't listen to, to right now, all the videos that me and my wife do, all my tattoo work, interviews, this podcast, like a lot of stuff that I do, you know, always gets updated to it. I'm coming out in several movies also with my boy Joe and Brenda, also these directors here, and it also gets updated, so every movie that I'm coming out in or that I've come out in here in the RGB that I've had the pleasure to come out in also pops out there. So, and if you're trying to, anything you're trying to look for that has to do with me, there's even a question there, somebody searched up, who is Freddie Honda's wife?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I was like, why did you search this up?
That is Freddie Honda's wife right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, basically, bro, and TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Right.
All of them. X.
Okay.
All of them. Yeah.
Any words from Jenna here? Anything you want to plug in?
God's great. Join us for our Bible studies every other Tuesday. We just had one this past Tuesday. So not next week, but the week after at 413 East Mall Street in Edinburgh.
That's
our Pandora's box.
Right,
this
right
is
there.
The QR code. Where is it? This is the QR code to our shop. You can go ahead and click on the QR code, and it's going to take you to, I believe, our shop page.
Yes.
And so from there, you can also find Freddie and his work, and then, of course, any events that we'll be having soon at the shop.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's good to hear, guys.
And I just want to throw it out there. Today is my wife's 1-year anniversary.
Yes!
Donating her kidney to her dad. So I just... It's an important look. And she looked at me, she's like, hey, don't mention that. It's like,
yeah,
no. It is very, very important. It's such an amazing thing that you did. And it's something that I feel like everybody should know.
Yeah.
Because it encourages other people to do it too.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
you
true.
You took the step. It's a scary feeling.
Yes, it is.
And you're like, you know what? I love my dad. I'm going to do it. And you did it. And I'm super proud of you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All I can say, guys, for this episode is one of top five episodes.
Absolutely.
That we had is a great episode. Having you guys, having Fred here for a fifth time, it's always fun. Having you for the first time here, that's great. Thank you so much.
First of many,
hopefully. Oh, cross your fingers. I know I am due for an appointment
tomorrow.
I will.
You're getting that hummingbird tattoo on
your
forehead?
Yes, I am. The
back
of my ass. It's going to be beautiful. Woo!
It's going to be nice and healthy.
Too low? Too low? Too low?
I'm going to give a free two tattoo to anybody who guesses what I'm going to put on you.
Oh, shit.
If
they can guess, by the time I put it on tomorrow, they don't even have to know exactly what it is. As long as they know what
style.
Like the topic.
Well, I'm gonna let the cow in the back so much, but it's funny that you say that because I have shown a couple of people that have seen it already.
So this is how you'll know if they're watching your show.
Yeah, if they have, I'm not gonna let anything out. But when you see the tat, a lot of people say it makes no sense. But to me, considering it's my son and me, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody. But to me, because it belongs, it's on my skin.
Correct.
So that's what's going to be special to me, have them on my
gonna
right arm.
Are you going to get my face on you? Are you going to get my
damn
face
it, tattoo? Go get your tattoo for free.
He's gonna
yes!
Prosthetic leg.
I knew it!
Hey, remember when I pretended it was a bomb?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think you regretted it because the way it smelled afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This was pre-gen, guys. Pre-gen.
That was before I got baptized.
Yeah.
I've jumped people in here. I've smoke stuff, and not in here, but like pretended smoke stuff in here. Yeah. We've done a lot of crazy stuff in your podcast, bro.
Yeah.
And
it's like been great. It's been great every morning, man.
Growth on both sides.
Yeah, both sides. Yeah, man. All I can say is just keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm glad you finally got to the fork in the road and you picked the right path.
Yeah.
Continue to go on your path, move forward. You have somebody that got your back. A strong man is as strong as a back woman when the woman that's behind them.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And no matter what. But all I can say is nothing but good grace for you, man, on the way through of doing everything you're doing so far.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. And I appreciate you coming out and see when we can have you back again. And tune in tomorrow around probably like close to around this time, maybe a little earlier. But as soon as I get out of work, I'm jetting that way and to get it done. But tune in so you can see what's going on. And once again, Freddie, thank you so much, Jen.
No, thank you for guys.
Coming by.
Thank you
so
much. You guys'
family and to your amazing production, bro. May God keep blessing you and it will
awesome
get bigger.
Place.
Yeah.
It will get bigger.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Thank you once again, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate everybody who tuned in, everybody who saw. Make sure you go and subscribe to the Chewing
It's this camera, Freddie!
To the Chewing
I'm like,
to the Chewing It podcast. Make sure you subscribe, guys. These are amazing guys. They always have amazing people on there like us. Go subscribe.
There you go.
To Freddie Honda and go subscribe to the Chewing New and have yourself a wonderful day.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. Guys, bye Jen there. Where am I? My camera 4? I keep forgetting. I'm the last camera on the set.
Stupid!
Shut up, Chew! Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Next week should be a fun one. Also, we got Aaron Lopez coming in next week to close out 250. 250. We're halfway there to 300, man. We're getting closer. Get that perfect score, baby. Get that perfect score in bowling. We're almost there. All I can say is thank you to everybody who tunes in every week. Just look for us next week on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Like always, well, that is our lock schedule from now on. If anything comes in different, we will let you know. Thank you so much, guy. Bye, guys. Great show. Oh, thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Chew, any last words, buddy?
I think this is a great example of the quality of the show that we're trying to
growth.
The growth.
And you've seen it.
Yes.
Yeah. Grow in front of
we,
you.
We've seen it. If you guys want to see the growth...
Go ahead.
Tune into Chew's OnlyFans. No, if you can go. No, what you want
to turn over to me.
Hey.
Go to the Chew New podcast. Go to, I'm not sure what episode. One of the first episodes we had him on where you see his travel, the journey when he's come on. I think he came out twice on our first studio, once in the new studio, and then twice here in this new studio. No, three times. You've been here six times.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. Wow. Man, now I feel old. Oh, okay, guys.
We started like in 2019. Well, I mean, coming.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming.
Yeah.
So, like 2019. Like,
yeah,
bro.
Wow, bro. Mm-hmm. Wow. Chew. Like, ready to go?
I'm ready to do it.
Close her up, man.
I've been Chew.
And I am Ooh. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. here again. Tune in tomorrow around 5 o'clock, 6:30. I will be live and showing you exactly what you got. That contest is up and running. You better realize what's going on. Better know what's being tattooed. You can get that 2x2-inch tattoo for free, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you next week. Peace out, ladies, gators.
Small caps, it's a carnival in this town. One wears blue, the other bears grit. Villains of the Chewing New, the mantra they spit under the podcast sun.